We have 5 sets of Bluetooth headphones because
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We reviewed a couple and they keep sending us more. And so it's like, okay, well, how do you review Bluetooth headphones? We've tried the dummy head and it's like, well, okay, well, YouTube just erupts and says, well, that sounds terrible. And it's like, okay, well, you're listening to it on your laptop speakers. So it's not really a realistic replication. So really, when it comes down to headphones, the only way that we can express to you whether they're good or not is our own opinion.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, does Sasha think those ones sound great? Well, what does Robbie think? And what does Jeff think? Let's pass these around. We've got 5 sets of headphones. We're going to be taking a look. What do we have? We have the amazing Mixcoder HD901s. And these ones are, well, they are roughly around like $30.
That's not bad.
Like, we're looking at kind of entry-level price stuff. We also, in that price market, we have the Power Locus headphones. So we've got these ones that you have, the P3s. The ones that I have on here, these, now, they've learned from their mistakes with the serialization. So the product number of this one is like this big long code. No worries. We have links for you at cat5.tv/headphones. But we've reviewed these ones on the show as well. We're going to talk about that.
Mine are the Bluedio T-Monitor.
That's right. Yeah. And then we also, just kind of stepping things up because I want to answer the question, well, is it really worth spending more? Mm-hmm. We also have another pair of headphones here. And these are from Edifier. And Edifier, we've actually reviewed their speakers.
Yes.
They make incredible,
phenomenal speakers.
Fabulous speakers. So I really wanted to feel like, what are their headphones like? And I'm excited about this. I want to give these ones a try because I can feel them in my hand. They have a heft to them. These are the W860NBs.
Oh, you're right. They do.
They really do. Like, feel that versus that.
Total difference.
Yeah.
Like, easily double the weight.
Okay. Here, Sash. Not that that's a, like, hey, yeah, okay, well, that's worth the extra price.
No, but I will
say, because it weighs more. No,
but that is a factor to put in, because, I mean, if you're going to be wearing headphones for, say, 6-7 hours, the weight does add.
Well, but we're going to be weighing, see how I did that? We're going to be weighing the factors that we as listeners feel are important. The sound quality, the comfort, the aesthetics, things like that. So let's give these a try. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Now, we all, on our personal phones, have our favorite music, our personal favorite music loaded up. We are going to sync the Bluetooth headphones to our phones and give these a try so that we can give you an honest impression as to which one of these 5 is perhaps our favorite and which one comes in second place and why. Let's give this a go.
Okay.
Fire it up, folks.
Okay.
With the noise canceling without the music on?
No.
I don't know what that is.
ANC?
No, I didn't turn that on.
Okay. Do it.
Okay.
Will that now be the best?
So I put that on.
So then we talk.
So we're talking. Flip the toggle switch and hear.
What the
right?
Does it just make people go away?
Like, okay. That alone, number 5. Like, that is.
Or number 1. One is the best.
Wait. One is the best? That's a number 1. Simply that alone.
What the flipping heck and doodle?
Let me try.
Right? Okay, seriously. And I haven't even paired it yet.
There's a button. There's a switch here that says ANC. What does that stand for?
I'm going to anti-noise canceling, maybe? I don't know. But, like, seriously, it mutes the world.
Awesome noise cancellation.
Like, okay, so we're talking while you flip that toggle switch.
Where does the sound of the fan go?
You can hear the difference.
Wow.
Where does the sound of the fan go, Sasha?
Not only that, like, the reverberation within the voices, like, it changes everything.
Oh, listen to that.
My goodness. Okay, simply from, like, think of a kid with autism who's in a class, puts on the headphones to deal with audio. That feature right there, being able to make the difference between hearing the teacher and then turning it off and on, mind-blowing.
That's really nice.
So, teachers, if you see your autistic child in the class go like this... Okay, then now you understand.
Noise cancellation. Wow. ANC is active noise cancellation.
Active noise cancellation. Okay.
Okay. Do your review.
Says
yeah,
good.
Wow.
Okay, that. Thank you.
Wow.
Active noise cancellation.
Active noise. Okay,
wow.
That
is really cool.
My goodness.
Can I hear this?
Yeah.
That's
okay. I'm going to take out my earbuds. Okay, here we go. Oh.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Is this seriously what you're playing?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Can I say it?
You can't sing it.
Okay, at least fast forward to Figaro.
Somewhere around here. Is that
Are
close?
Are you at the right spot? You can't even...
Hello? What? I can't even hear my own freaking voice.
What?
What? Okay, now.
Okay,
now
you know, I didn't even play with the touch volume control. I got to play with that.
Hello? Wow. That's displacing.
Right?
Weird.
Okay, hold on. Turn for a second. I want to check something. Okay, have you gone back, like, forward and backwards? No, not up and down. Forward and backwards.
Well, that rewinded it.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But are you toggling the ANC?
What? Sorry, I have anal noise cancellation turned on. Sorry, what's that?
Were you toggling the ANC
to
hear the difference in the song?
Okay. Right. Okay, talk to me.
Okay, so I'm talking
to you. This sounds like POD or something. Is this POD?
Oh, did it go to POD? It went to POD. Okay,
Is it POD?
Why did it switch from Bohemian Rhapsody?
Well, because I flipped my finger.
Oh, right, because you're flipping back and forth. Okay, put it back on Queen.
Is that POD?
No, it's Bohemian Rhapsody now. Do you want me to put it on POD?
Okay, no, I hear it.
Okay. Now flip the ANC. No, flip
okay,
the ANC.
ANC's on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But do you hear the way that song...
Sorry, what? No, I can't hear you. But when I turn that off...
No, but the difference...
Now
in
I can hear you.
Yeah, but the difference in the song, even the song changes.
I can't make out your words, but I can hear you. But when I turn on ANC, I cannot hear anything in the room. I can't even hear my own voice. That is trippy. That's really weird. That is so weird.
Just going to walk around the house. Becca, can you hear me?
No,
hear me.
Seriously, I couldn't hear my own voice when I turn on the ANC. Can you hear me right now? Talk to me. Talk.
Okay. Talk. Oh, I don't... No, I like to hear me.
But turn off the ANC switch.
Okay,
it's just a digital switch.
And then...
And talk.
So then...
Right?
All right. And then I just do that, and then it goes away. It's weird.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
What? I've never tried ANC. That's wild. We have just tested all 5 sets of headphones.
Yes.
Yep.
I gotta be honest, our minds are kind of blown right now.
Well, you had yours pretty loud.
Yes. Okay, so Where do we start? Let's start with something that we've already seen here on the show. These are the Power Locusts. Now, I joked about how they've improved their naming mechanisms, but these are the, right. You ready for this? PWC PITT UK Bluetooth 4.2 plus EDR headphones.
That's the Pork Put UK.
Yeah. We saw these on episode number 566 of Category 5 Technology TV.
Wow, that long ago.
What, yeah, and what I like about these is that it has an SD card reader.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, if I recall correctly from that episode, it was only like two or three file formats that it actually played.
You know what? I don't care.
No, fair enough. But if somebody has a plethora of file formats with their music, they need to be aware of that. You may but have with, to do some
okay,
converting.
So with the SD card reader.
Yes, SD card reader. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so sure. Remember, these are Bluetooth headphones, so they connect to your phone and they'll play whatever you're playing.
Yeah.
No matter what format it is, if your phone will play it, it will play it. The SD card reader, I just simply loaded my MP3s on it. So, and yeah. When I say I don't care, it's like, I'm just going to put MP3s on it, right?
Well, of course,
like, let's
yeah.
keep it simple. Load it up with my favorite MP3s, and then I can use these without having to have my phone in my pocket.
Right.
I don't need Bluetooth. I can use just the MP3 card.
Yes.
Okay. So how did these rank for you guys?
The P3s?
Yeah. So let's say, okay, so we're ranking based on our perceived sound quality, the sound quality of these Bluedio headphones. So, yeah. Sasha, what do
I
you think?
I give them an 8 for sound.
8 out of 10. So, yeah. 8 is pretty high.
Yeah.
So, that's great.
I like
so, these
it.
Sound really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff, what do you think?
So, I didn't realize we're giving number scheme. I actually have, like, written comments for most of
okay. So, he's like, well, they're okay.
So, sorry, we're talking perceived sound quality. So, I would give this one a 6.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, and the reason why I found that there was a little bit of a muddy bass to it.
Okay.
Just when you get some of those really deep, like, I had two different songs that I was flipping back and forth on. One of them was from POD, bassy song called Boom. The other one was Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen.
Neat. Okay.
And so two very different styles of music, and I wanted to hear the difference between the two. Mm-hmm. I found with a very bassy song, it was quite muddy.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that reason, I was like, not a huge fan.
All right. 6 for me as well. Comfort-wise, these are pretty comfortable at about a 6 out of 10.
I did 7.
I found them very
comfortable. 7? Okay. What do you think?
Yeah.
Comfort. I gave them a 9, but they were real nice on me.
See, you...
They didn't slide on my head at all.
Yeah, you thought these were really quite comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Good.
My only complaint, the hard plastic top. I found if it wasn't sitting perfectly where the crown, like, there's
not a lot of padding here is what he's talking about, folks.
If you hit that, like, pointy crown on your head, there's always, like, that curve.
I have a pointy crown.
No, but there's always that curve. Like, if it's not sitting on kind of that, like, the shelf of the skull, it doesn't feel comfortable.
I do find them pretty comfortable, but I'm not quite as willing to give a high number. I'm going to say 6
yes.
with that.
I had 7. Because the earpieces were quite comfortable.
The looks of the headphones, I give it a 6 out of 10. I think they look pretty good, but they're a little bit far out from the head. What do you think?
I really liked mine.
Yeah? Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I didn't know how to score this one because I feel like they tried to go cool.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a really bad Tron effect.
Not bad at all, dude.
Not
come on.
But I did like that.
I like them.
They
the aesthetic
fold up well,
is pretty good.
But it's kind of plasticky.
I'm just
they're
the
like
kind
of
reviewer.
Favorite.
I'm very reluctant to give high scores because I think that the next best thing is going to be higher. When I say 6, I'm like, that is really quite good. It's not like average. It's above average.
I think
it's
I'd probably give
good.
That a 7.
Okay.
They're not bad.
All right. Fair enough.
But they're not great.
Okay, the Power Locusts PWCPITTUK. I have to say I love this the SD card feature of it, so I have to add that to my review. They are quite comfortable, and they sound good.
I will say, and this could be just the weirdest thing for me, is anyone that has the L and the R
that helps
on it,
you?
That's a really big deal.
I got to say, that's like, fair enough,
like
because you look at something like this, and it's like, okay, well, which one is left? Which one's right?
Yeah, and automatically I get confused. These ones are easy.
And when she says that, folks, I mean, come on. You can't mistake that. You can see that. That's an R. That's an L. It's printed right on the, like, that's huge.
And I need
you can't miss that. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah. I will say the one thing about the design of that I was not a fan of is the buttons. I found when I'm wearing them, it was difficult to differentiate because I have kind of meaty fingers.
You're going to get used to that, though.
No, but
to be fair.
I get that, but still, it's not protruded enough to really define. Like, if you're jogging or something, it's like, oh, next track. Ah, all right. Crap, I turned it off.
Fair enough, in that maybe you're not going to sense the tactile nature of the buttons.
Okay.
For that reason...
I don't have a problem with these, to be honest, Jeff.
You got, like, little skinny typer fingers.
Thank you.
I've got meaty beef hands. So
okay.
Simply for that reason alone, that's why I rated these a 5. They were my worst because of the buttons.
Your score. So we have 5 sets of headphones. My score is I'm putting these at the 4th place.
Okay.
And I do that reluctantly because I do really love these Power Locus headphones. So I say that. Let's just say none of these headphones are losers this week.
Oh, no,
they're
definitely not.
They're in second place for me.
No, they're all really good.
Yeah.
I really like those ones.
I want to be clear, though, when I say that these are in my 4th place, I love these headphones.
Yes.
I really, really do. They're comfortable. They work great, and they sound great, and I love that SD card feature.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely do. I love that I can put, like, a load of MP3s on there and just play it without having to use my phone.
Yes.
Without having to drain my battery.
Which is nice.
Yeah. So when I say these are my 4th out of 5, that sounds low. So it makes it sound like, hey, these ones suck. No, they don't. These are really, really great. Mm-hmm. So keep
that in
mind.
Especially for the, like,
all of these
I gotta say,
winners.
For the price point, these are all phenomenal for what you can get.
You gotta say.
Nolan 5 says that they use them in the gym 3 times a week and love them.
Fantastic. These are $27, folks.
I haven't been to the gym 3 times
in
6 months.
Let's move on to the Mixcoder HD901s. Now, these are, like, where did these come from? These are only $24.
Okay.
Okay, so these are, like, the cheapest ones that we have. They do not fold up like the... Oh, they do.
Look at that.
I didn't realize not that they great, did that. Though. Okay. No, but they do it.
Those were actually the most comfortable on my head.
Wow. They did feel pretty
You know
good,
what? I did notice very comfortable. I will say, though, if you have big ears, you're not going to like them.
I do not.
Do you have big ears? Like, were you, like...
I don't have big ears, but... I have very,
good.
At least I think, I have proportional shaped ears. Mm-hmm. If somebody has very round ears, because of the narrow nature of those, they're going to squish the ears.
I don't know. They feel really quite comfortable, and I like that they're on an angle.
They are on an
they're
angle,
They're not, like, because my ears are not straight up and down like some headphones are.
Yes.
These headphones take into account that my ears are on a bit of an angle.
Yep.
So you see that when I put that on? See that, folks?
I do wish there was maybe, like half a centimeter extra would make all the difference.
I don't know. It was perfect for me.
Yeah, these feel pretty good to
me,
too.
They were actually... Yeah.
I do like that they have an SD card reader as well. So understand, when I say these have an SD card reader, I don't have to have a phone handy in order to listen to these. I can load up an MP3 card, like just jack full of MP3 files, an SD card, and just push play and do my jogging. And do my workout and not have to worry about it, because I do workouts all the time, as you can tell.
I don't.
No, but if I did, then that would probably be a really nice thing. These ones have a bit more padding.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I found the sound quality a little bit thin, like not a whole lot of low end, but they did sound really good.
Mm-hmm.
See,
but just a little bit on the thin side.
It's funny, and I noticed that the mid range was a bit lost.
Yeah.
When you have a predominant low end.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a very equally mixed song, it's a good mix, but as soon as you get a predominant bottom end, middle completely disappears.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So it kind of changes the headphones.
Yeah.
Fit-wise?
No,
well, I should ask, how did you feel about the sound quality of these?
I should say, for the record, that you guys speak in a different language when it comes to sound.
And that's okay. That's okay. And this is part of it, right? We're 3 different people giving our opinions.
Okay.
So Jeff is from a radio background. I'm like just an audio nerd. And Sasha, you're
every single one of them.
At PSW.
They pretty much sounded exactly the same to me. Every single one.
But you love music.
Yes.
Did this sound good, though?
Yes.
Okay.
These were actually my top pick. These were my absolute favorite.
Was that mostly like comfort?
Comfort.
Comfort was the thing.
Yeah, comfort is the thing.
They feel really good. And they're only $24, Sasha.
They disappeared on my head. Like, I felt... like I wasn't wearing them.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Okay.
I can see that.
I would agree with that. I mean, not that they disappeared on my head, but they were by far the most comfortable. The first thing, as soon as I put them on, the first thing I was like, I'm not even turning these on yet. Very comfortable.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. I put nice fit.
It was a good fit.
Yeah. Eight and a half for me out of comfort. Mm-hmm. And as far as the aesthetics and the look of it, these ones sit a little closer to my head.
They do.
Some of these headphones kind of like they feel like they're floating out here.
Yeah.
So to me, that aesthetic is not very attractive. These ones feel like when I look at them, I don't know what you folks think, but I think that these look really good. So I'd say 9.
See, Dave, I'd say these are 9. If you're watching, I'd be more than happy to receive these for Christmas.
See, oddly enough, I gave them a 5. How do they feel?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So for you, aesthetically, these ones didn't look as good to you.
To me, they were just eh.
Really?
There was nothing.
They look great on Sasha, too. Like, they, like, just
I think hug because they were very uniform. Like, there's you don't see hinges. You don't see anything about them that is like, ooh, that's a cool feature. There's a little bit of that, like, textured, like, spinning bevel on the side, but other than that, they're just black plastic that's kind of matted.
Oh, right, come on, Jeff.
Which is awesome.
Jeff.
It's kind of like,
but if that's what you're looking for, if that's what you're looking for, it's great. I like a little bit of flair.
Okay. Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, so you
just
want
flair. The Tron flair.
So we got to put some bows on it for Jeff.
Oh, you...
Sound-wise, I found them a little bit thin, but they were comfortable as heck.
Yep.
They have really good sound. Don't get me wrong. When I say they're a bit thin, they just had a little bit of a drop-off on the low end. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit of a cueing could do that, like improve that. I put this at 3 on my list.
Okay.
So Sasha, where did this...
Four on yours?
Four on mine.
Okay.
This was number and for one yourself? For me.
Number one. These are your top pick.
These are my top pick.
Okay, so she's taking these ones home, folks. That's how it works around here, category.
If that's the case, I'm excited about number one.
Wait now.
Let's just hope number one for you isn't the same as number one for Robbie. Okay, let's jump into another set of the... these guys, the what are these ones?
Those
Power
Locus
P3s.
Yes,
P3s. P3s, because they learned from their mistakes when it comes to the the naming, and they called these ones the P3s. I do like the aesthetics of these ones.
Yes.
They look pretty sweet.
They were my favorite aesthetically. There was a bit of a color flare, not too
definitely
in your face.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
But also there was the shine to it that I really appreciated.
These are only $28, folks.
Oddly, they were not my favorite. Really?
I like the buttons as well. Like,
yes,
everything feels really good.
And because the buttons are so far apart because they're all on that circle.
These are tactile buttons,
it was
too.
Very like, nice to work with. Very nice. I liked them.
So for me... I found that there wasn't a lot of bass in here. It kind of felt like listening to like that phone sound, like a telephone.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like that thin kind of sound. Now, for $28, that is reasonable, but considering the mix coders, we're only 24.
Right.
Right?
These are $4 less.
These ones felt a bit thin to me.
It was because of the bass that I think those would be my last choice.
Okay.
But they're not.
Fair enough. Okay. These were my last choice. But before we get to that, the comfort-wise, I felt that they were very, very round on my ear. So it felt like I was taking this and putting it on my ear.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what it looks like
exactly.
as well. Right? Yeah. So do you guys agree with that?
Yeah,
it sounds like you do.
For the fact that I love the other Power Locus so much.
Okay.
Yeah. I think because I tried those first and then I was comparing against, I disliked those.
Mm.
Right? So but I really like the other ones.
See, and it's
unfortunate because I like the looks of these.
Yes.
I really like the looks of these.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not, again, these are not bad headphones. They are my last pick tonight out of these 5 that we're looking at. These are not bad.
No.
But I feel like maybe they're a little bit junior sized.
I would agree with that.
They don't feel right on my head. Yeah. I might think that these would work really, really well for my kids, but I don't like the feel of it.
Yeah.
It just feels like it's sitting on top of my ear rather than cupping over my ear.
Yes. And that's I did all. Find these had the same issue as the other Power Locus in the fact that the crown of the head, it starts to fatigue a bit.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I found. Both of them, I found the same thing.
A little bit more padded, but it feels okay to me, Jeff. But it's the sound and the feel of it that I'm just going to set these ones aside and just say, you know what, this was my 5th choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How about you?
Fifth.
They were three, but I'm questioning. Yeah. I'm questioning that now.
Okay.
I think because they were the first one I reviewed. By the time I got through the others, I was like, "Oh, that was pretty
starting
good."
To wonder.
Yeah. But now that as we're talking about it, I'm going, "Yeah, you know what? I think I would probably put them at five."
Okay.
And I think I'd move the other two up.
All right. So let's set these aside. All right. That's the Paralocus P3s. All right. So now we've got the these are the Blue Dios, and I really like these. And you notice there's some wear and tear here.
Yeah, that means you really love them.
Well, yeah. I've been using these ones personally.
Oh, so that explains the like gook.
That's why they're wet. So these Blue Dios we reviewed on episode number 585 of Category 5 Technology TV, and I've been using them day in, day out since then. And, you know, my personal experience is the batteries last for freaking ever. Okay. Like, they are fantastic. They do get a little bit annoying, kind of like any Bluetooth headphones, where, you know, eventually they start saying, battery low. When they're at like 30%. And it's like, okay, I know I'm going to get another 12 hours out of this.
Yeah.
So just leave me alone, right? Like, there should be a mute button. They do that a lot, but hey, I mean, that is what it is. And if you put it on your charger, it's not going to, but you get a lot of battery life out of it. They sound good. I really like the comfort of these. I've enjoyed using them.
Okay.
For me, they do sound a little bit on the tinny side compared to, say, like the Paralocus headphones.
Right.
But they feel really good on my head.
It's funny that you call it tinny.
Well, like not like a little bit of a taper off at the baseline.
Yeah, when I'm listening to it, the best way I could describe it is uncompressed. I feel like the rest of them had like a built-in compression. What I actually appreciated about these is
they feel more natural.
They felt more natural. Like so because I was flipping between the two songs.
Yeah.
When I had POD playing and like there was the thump and bass and everything, it was good. I felt like there was a lot of range going on.
Yeah.
When I flipped to Queen, one of the things I noticed is I picked up that kind of old school hiss you get from recordings 30, 40
years ago. Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Whereas none of the others you got it. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just that, I guess I'd call it lack of compression. You picked up that broader range and some of those subtle nuances within the music that really gave an authentic feel to the music. And for me, that was like, ooh, these are gonna be my number one.
Really?
I'm really appreciating your reviews. Like, I want you to review all my stuff.
Yeah, like, just like, come on over and just like, hey, go through my fridge.
Please review this.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, yeah, I can see that now that you mention it. And I do appreciate that very, very much. I mean, I'm an old soul, and I love, like, we were talking before the show about, like, LPs and and record players and things, and that.
And I feel like if you had a recording of, you know, say, a record player song, I think you would pick up that little, like.
With the Blue Dios.
Yeah, I think it would pick
these
it up.
These are not expensive. Like, these are $39 bucks.
When I saw that, I was like, okay, $39 bucks? Seriously, that's great.
Yeah.
I think those are right near the top.
Okay. And I do love these. I have to say, I have been using these, and I love them. Comfort-wise, again, I'm very conservative with my reviews, and I am not the... You look at my Amazon reviews, and if you find a 5 out of 5, you know it is incredible. Like, it's like 4 out of 5 if I love it.
Right.
Right? Wow. So I say 7. It's 7 as far as comfort goes.
I gave them an 8.
Yeah. They are really, really cozy.
Yep.
They've got good cushioning.
They do.
They feel really good.
Yeah, I like
them.
And what I also like that they have a slightly retro feel to them.
Oh, yeah?
Like,
yeah, I guess so. I like, could see that.
Because you have the metal pieces. You've got the cable that you can see. All
they
of these others have the exact... All of them have the exact same style as far as like the fold-up and the plastic and the form factor.
Do they
factor.
Also come in avocado
these,
green?
They do come in multiple colors. I don't know if that is one of them. You can go to cat5.tv/headphones to find out, though. There are several colors there, like a whole spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
These ones, yeah, you're right. They don't fold up.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try because I will just break, just bend it and break it. My rank, as far as my favorites go, this one fell at number 2, Jeff.
Same for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely number 2.
So it's going to be a fight to the death at
the
end here. What about you?
I put them at number 3.
Number 3?
Yeah.
So we all agree that the Blue Dios are, for the lower cost Bluetooth headphones, are probably, like, some of the best.
Yeah, I would say...
These are pretty good.
Price point comparably, those would be a number 1.
These are all approximately the same price, And these are really, really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. If you're doing budget shopping for Christmas and you're like, oh, I've only got $38 to spend, that's your gift.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to say I agree with that.
Yep.
These are really quite nice.
Yep, I agree.
But then stepping it up.
Yes.
And really stepping up the price point with the Edifiers. Edifiers, we know, are really good quality product.
They have great product.
I feel like, Jeff, you're probably leaning the same direction as me.
Yes, and that is you stay there while I take those out the door.
Yeah, these are my these are my number one from what we experienced today. Okay, first of all, again, I'm feeling that they're a little bit thin, but the sound quality is exceptional with these. And after I had already written all my notes, you showed us about the
active noise kit,
noise cancellation feature. And as soon as I activated that, now I'm like, wow. Even more so, I'm like impressed with these.
Yes.
They're really good. First of all, comfort-wise, I don't think I've ever put on a pair of headphones that made me feel so blissful.
Like, that's a great way of describing it. Oh my goodness. Blissful.
Seriously.
I used an exclamation mark. I'm like, 10!
The Bluedios, yeah, they feel great for hours. Like any of these, they'll feel great for hours on end. Maybe not quite the P3s, but certainly the more comfortable ones. Definitely the Mixcoders will feel good for hours on end.
Yeah.
These ones, I feel like they feel like I'm just putting air on my head.
Yes.
They just... There's so nothing
good.
There.
So good.
The padding is so superb.
Yeah.
It just feels so... It's like memory foam on my head.
I will say that I don't like that these are part of the mix because I feel like they're in a different class.
They kind of are. And that's why I say, hey, from these, let's say the Bluedios are the best.
Oh, by far.
And then let's say, okay, well, what is it, you know, what is a $120 set of headphones like?
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, these are really quite nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if money is not the factor when it comes to what you're looking for, you can't compare... Well, I mean, you can, but you can't compare the Edifiers to the Bluedios.
Right.
Sure.
I mean, for the price point, Bluedios are the way to go.
Yes.
But if you have, you know, $150 to blow, and, like, these are amazing.
And can I say, right now, at cat5.tv/headphones... And I say this in 2019, November, till Christmas, there's a $20 coupon. So you'll get these for $100.
Oh!
Okay? And I don't say, this is not late night, like...
Don't delay, act now!
Yeah, buy now. That's not what this is.
No, but that is a...
But it's legit, and that's an Amazon coupon. It has nothing to do with us. I'm just telling you that, hey, it is a deal.
Yeah.
They do have the left and right, obvious, on the inside.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
And
good.
What I liked about those is they did turn just like none of these did. They turned, these did not.
They adjust to the shape of your head a little more.
Yeah.
They've got that like in and out turn.
It's like articulating it.
So for me, comfort-wise, did anyone else give this a 10?
Yeah, I give it a 10.
A 10.
Yeah, yes, but... I had a hard time. Well, I gave it 10, but I had a hard time because I felt bad giving it a 10.
You are emotionally attached to the... Are you kidding me?
Okay, guys.
Wow.
You got to try these on.
Yeah.
I've honestly never... Like, we've worked in radio and TV for a long time.
Really comfortable.
They feel amazing.
Yeah. They are really comfortable.
I've never put on a pair of headphones that make me feel so like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, that feels so good.
And you, actually, all three of us, we're all wearing glasses. I did not notice that I was wearing glasses.
Yeah. Aesthetics-wise, these ones also stick out a little bit.
A little bit.
I still feel like they look pretty good, so I give an 8.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you give it a 9, then we know you, at least you love it. Right now, you're just really in like with it.
Well, I just compare that to the Mixcoders.
Yeah, that's true.
The Mixcoders, to me, feel like if I look at these aesthetically, so if I was like walking down the street wearing these versus the Mixcoders,
there is a smaller profile.
Mixcoders look nicer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's fair.
Okay? So, but if I'm looking for like the comfort and sound quality,
yes.
These Edifiers are amazing.
Yeah, you can't.
There's like that is night and day.
Yeah,
putting the two of those on.
Yeah.
The touch controls are pretty neat.
You know, so funny? I was so enamored.
Volume up is like this.
Yeah.
You just kind of rub. and then like fast forward is just kind of like flick your finger across this.
Now, what
there's no buttons.
What I didn't like is
So if you're going to say this flappy thing is just so that you know. This is a new purchase. This is just a sticker to show you, hey, this is how it works. But as soon as you've bought it,
I thought that was a feature.
There you go.
Okay, no, then that's totally awesome.
So now I know how this works. I don't need that.
Right.
Now I know that's up, volume, that's down.
Better.
That's
10.5.
That's right? Okay? So just keep that in mind. I really like those touch controls. Those are pretty cool. And as I mentioned, the ANC, active noise cancellation, is astonishing.
ANC was mind-blowing. I've had noise-canceling headphones before with a toggle switch. I remember having a pair in radio. We're going back 20 years. But I've had headphones with noise-canceling. None of them have performed the same as those. That was spot-on. Perfect.
Beautiful.
It was great. Now, as far as sound quality, I had high expectation because Edifier makes great speakers.
Yes.
The headphones did not disappoint.
I agree with you.
There was very clear top end. There was no overbearing wavelengths or sound fluctuations. It was an excellent mix on all levels. And I flipped between, like I said, POD and Queen to get two very different styles.
Smart. Yeah, very good.
And they were spot on. There was nothing that I was like, it's off. It was perfect.
Very good.
Very well calibrated.
These are my number one as well.
Yeah, mine too.
Anybody else?
Well, yes.
Where do these fall on your list?
Well, they're in a different list, but they're number one on the different list.
The list of one?
So from one to five with these five headphones.
So they're one. They're tied for first.
What is the second tie?
These ones.
Really? Oh, the Mixcoders.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because I like those ones for me better. And if I legit were the person buying the headphones for myself, because I can't tell the difference between the noise, the sound, I would buy these. It wouldn't make a difference to me.
Okay.
Right?
So we need to touch on that because Sasha is saying the $24 ones to her are the equivalent of the $120 ones.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to have a heart attack.
I know.
That just hurts.
That
hurts.
It's because my ears aren't like trained like your ears, right?
Oh,
Sasha.
So what is it that you love about these?
These ones are really comfortable for me. Like, I feel like when I put them on, like they adjust well, they feel good. They're like, they fit right over my ears perfectly.
Yeah.
I just really, really like these ones.
Cool.
Yeah.
So if you're shopping around, you know, think about what you've heard here today.
Yeah.
I think that if anything, we've been unbiased and we've shared what our favorites are and what our key points are with these particular headphones. I think that's a very interesting thing that, you know, the two gents on the set here are both going for these Edifiers. We're going to fight to the death after the show for who gets to bring them home. I think it's going to be me.
You've got these.
Sasha's really keen on the Mixcoders, and that's really interesting because they're a really separate price point.
Yeah.
Very separate price point. From the very low end at $24 to the higher end at $120 or $100 if you use the coupon. But what a difference that is.
Right.
Now, the interesting thing is, obviously, we're doing this review on visual and performance. I think we probably could take this up a notch to really key in on some major differences. For instance, the battery length.
Yeah.
Battery length, I think, could be a deciding factor between if I went with the Edifiers versus the Bluedios. Because if the, like, same battery, that's where I'm going. But if it's different, I may not.
To be honest, though, Jeff, if I may, any of these devices, like these days, here in 2019, they all last.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Realistically, you're not going to... They last longer than you can use them in a day.
I agree. So, but I like that. There's, like, I like being able to put them down at the end of the day and know that I can come back to them tomorrow and not have them die halfway through the day. If I get two full days out of a device, it's great. The other thing is, if I'm taking these to the gym...
Yeah.
I'd like to know how those, because they are more cushiony, are they more likely to move around if I'm running on the treadmill, which I do not run, by the way, versus the Bluedios.
Yeah.
You know? So
these ones may be the best bet that way. Mm-hmm. They really
quite,
feel
snug. Quite potentially, yeah. Yes. But, I mean, if I was just sitting around doing audio production or stuff like that, hands down, that's where I'm going.
Okay. So maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like, okay, if you are the active sort, Sasha, Mixcoders.
Right.
They feel snug. They really do.
They are. Yes.
They feel great.
Yeah. And you wouldn't if worry about bringing these anywhere.
Oh, sure.
Like, you wouldn't
for $24 bucks? Exactly.
Exactly.
And if you're the studio file, like Jeff or I, then maybe we're going more toward the Edifiers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we want that long to sit down at the laptop with the Bluetooth connected and be producing something for hours.
Now,
that's different.
I feel like... We should have also. I should have brought in my House of Marleys.
I love those headphones.
Like there's not too many things that I would give up before my House of Marleys.
Yeah,
that's, did I say that backwards?
To me, that's.
I don't know.
To me, that's nostalgic. House of Marleys were like my first Bluetooth headphones. They're fantastic.
I still use them. I love them.
Mine broke.
Yeah, that's right, they did.
Yeah.
So I would love to put those up against the House of Marley's because the House of Marley has spot-on sound.
And you can wear them for days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Of course.
I still use them years later. It's so good.
Yeah. So I mean, you've learned a lot here today. If anything, I think what we've established here, and you two tell me if this is wrong. So if you're looking on the low end, I think the clear winners...
Low-end price-wise.
Yes, price-wise. I think the clear winners are the Mixcoders as far as comfort and sound quality.
Or the Bluedios.
And, the Bluedios as far as, like, overall, like for the studio file.
Yeah.
So the active person, the studio file.
Yes.
On that price point.
Absolutely.
The studio file, however, who wants to take it a step further, I think the Edifiers are the clear choice.
Yeah. So
I would agree with that.
Is that a good assessment?
Yes. Okay.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah.
Same brand, and they got left out.
And but you say that. However, I must say that these guys...
Those ones.
Yeah.
If these didn't exist, those would be my favorite.
But the interesting thing is the micro SD. They got left out. And it's funny how a little feature
they're not
like that,
left out, though, Jeff. Remember, I said it at the top here.
I know.
Are fantastic. I'm going to kind of leave these ones out because they are not as comfortable as any of the other ones that we have here.
But these guys
from Power Locus.
Like, if Jeff gets these, I think I should get both of these because it's still costs
me. We'll fight about that later. I have to say, though, from Power Locus, these are fantastic.
Oh, they're great.
So, these are right on the threshold of being, like, they are awesome.
They look
so good. So let's be clear about that.
Yeah.
Those ones kind of fall a little bit behind the P3s. These guys... They're up there.
Now, which one was the newer model?
The P3s.
Interesting.
Yes.
Huh.
Not to say that, like these are still active. Like, these are still being produced.
Right.
You can still get these on Amazon. For sure. All of these headphones, though, are available at cat5.tv/headphones.
So just buy them all and then go ahead and do your own compare and contrast.
Yes.
These ones are at my house. So we'll see you later.
<All right. laughs> We'll be right back.